what are you judging? Let's think. Maybe I judge. Actually, it's really good for you if you're having trouble thinking of a general judgment. Think of somebody that gets underneath your skin. Think of a family member. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's your kids. Don't be ashamed. Judgments come up naturally. So when I just, maybe it's your kids. If you had like a Mother Teresa kind of martyr feeling like, oh my gosh, I never judge my kids, I call BS. I call BS. If you're human, you have judgments. Again, I haven't gotten to the most enlightened place in my life where I'm free of judgments, where I'm free of anger, where I'm not there. And from my current state, from at least where I feel right now with my being, I don't know that I want to. In this lifetime, I learn and I grow and I see the gifts in every piece of judgment and every anger. So it's an opportunity for me to continue to grow. So, yes, I've judged my kids before. Oh, I judge my kids for being whiny. So I judge, you could write that down if that's one of your judgments. So what I'm saying is that you can actually utilize people in your life to access the judgment. So you might write down, I judge my kids for being whiny. I judge my kids for complaining. I judge my kids for losing their temper. I judge my kids for throwing their shoes. I judge my kids for eating too much sugar. Whatever comes up for you, I judge my kids for talking back. I judge my kids for being mean to each other. Okay, so I'm not needing to access. Be real. Come on, be real. I'm being real with you. I judge my spouse. So you might say, I judge my husband for being lazy. I judge my husband for not taking the trash out. I judge my husband for not picking up after himself. Just go, go, go. Go as much as you can go. Be real. Okay, I judge my husband for cussing. That's one of mine. I hate when he cusses. Because he's an Italian New Yorker. I don't know. I can't. It's still there. As holy and as beautiful as he is, he still does it. And what does that mean? I'll tell you in a minute what that tells me about me, okay? Make your list exhaustive as you can. I want you to at least have 20. You know, I'd really prefer that you go for 30, okay? Just go there. And write down the ones that you're afraid of writing down. Write down the ones that if someone else saw it, you'd be like, oh gosh, I don't want them to think I'm a bad person because I judge some people for that. Write those ones down because those are the real powerful ones. And it might be you might surprise yourself with some of the judgments that you do have. Now, I judge people who don't follow their dreams. I judge people who work 9 to 5 in corporate. I judge people who, whatever, okay, whatever it may be. Who have messy cars, okay? Who have dirty cars or dirty homes, okay? These kind of things. Write it down. Now, once you have that list exhaustive and you've written down the real stuff, okay? Not the stuff that you're, okay, I guess if someone saw that would be okay, right? Write down the ones you don't really want to admit. Once you have that, that's step one. Now we have step two, okay? I know you're aware of this. I know you're aware of it. Whatever judgment you hold towards someone else, somewhere inside, you hold it towards yourself. I know you're aware of that. Now, I just hesitated a bit. You heard me again because the power of this exercise has to be done in a specific order. And when I'm coaching women through this one-on-one, I actually don't tell them what we're doing, and we spend a good 15 or 20 minutes just going through how they judge others. And then, after they've gotten it all out, then I go back and I say, all right, so listen, you judge yourself for, and I go through the whole list. You judge yourself for being angry. You judge yourself for being fat. You judge yourself for being a bully. You judge yourself for being lazy. Whatever it is that they've said about someone else, okay? I want you to really gift yourself permission to write down the real judgments without thinking into step two. So don't hold back and say, oh my goodness, I don't judge myself for that, so I'm not writing that down. You are going to absolutely sabotage your ability to receive what's here for you during the exercise. Okay, so that's where you heard my little bit of hesitation, because I want this to be as powerful for you as it is for the women that I work with one-on-one, and I know it can be. You just have to gift yourself permission to really write down the truth of what you judge. Now, you might be feeling like, no, I don't do that. I don't judge myself for being fat. I'm not fat. Or I don't judge myself for being a bully. I'm not a bully. Okay? So this is very, very common. So this is what I want you to know. And just accept this. Just receive this from me. The judgment is present somewhere inside of you. It may be diluted. It may be in a different aspect, but the judgment is absolutely present. You wouldn't be able to judge someone else for it if you didn't hold the judgment towards yourself. So I had a client once, and she was really, really affected by bullies. She'd been bullied her whole life. And when she wrote down and that she judged bullies, and then we went back through and I said, okay, so you judge yourself as a bully, and she was very upset with me. No, I do not. I am not a bully. I can't believe how bullies hurt people. I would never bully someone else. I can't even imagine that. How can you say that to me? I'm not a bully. I'm not a bully. Okay, so she's very, very upset. And through talking it out, what we were able to discover together is she bullied herself. She bullied herself all the time. Internally, the way she talked to herself, she bullied herself all the time. So indeed, she was judging herself for being a bully. And she hated that part of herself. She had a really hard time with receiving that part of herself that was constantly judging herself. So she was judging herself for being a bully. She was bullying herself. So I want you to just receive what's here for you and understand that it does exist. You do judge yourself in some capacity for that. So the next piece that I want you to do is I want you to go through your list and I want you to say, I want you to read it out loud. I judge myself for being lazy. Whoa. I judge myself. And feel into it. Feel what it feels like. I judge myself for being fat. And I'm going to take you through an exercise where you're going to really get clarity on the gift of these judgments. So that second piece is I want you to read through it and notice that you judge yourself for those exact things. Okay? Now, when you're doing that, there are going to be a few judgments that really surprise you. Okay? You're going to argue with me. You're going to say, I don't know. She probably made a mistake. That one's not true for me. You're going to feel it. It's all right. It's all right. That's normal. I want you to allow yourself to feel that. Once you have done that, I'm going to share with you. I'm going to share with you now, but once you have done that, you're going to do this piece. I want you to star all of the judgments that surprise you. When the ones you're like, oh, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I can see that I judge myself for being lazy. I want you to star the ones that surprise you, the ones that you go, ooh, wow, I had no idea. I had no idea that I judged myself for that, or even a little bit of resistance to it. Star those ones. I'm going to teach you now a special practice that has become such a powerful practice within the Elegant Femme Society in how to release a judgment and actually what's there for you. The power and the energy that's within a judgment, that if you allow yourself to access it the way I'm going to teach you to access it, this will change your life. This will change your marriage. It will change your relationship with your clients. It will change your relationship with prosperity. It will change every relationship you have if you allow yourself to access it in this particular way. All right, so let me read through, because there's 5 steps. I want to give you the time to write it down. So the best time to do this is really right after you've noticed that you're judging someone, or shortly after. Okay, that's the best time to do that. Right now, I want you to do it with whatever you start, whatever was a surprise to you. Okay, you can do it at any time. Just the best time is when those judgments really show up and you know you're triggered and you know you're ticked off and you know that little judgment light is whizzing around inside and you're saying, that person is such a, and you catch yourself. It's an excellent time to do this, right? I will share with you the steps and then I'm going to give you an example of how I've utilized this in my life before. When this shows up for you, I want you to follow this 5-step process. Number one is becoming aware that you're judging someone else. Now, that might seem like a simple step, but many people, you have no idea how many people go through life just not even being aware that they're judging. I could name some right now. That they just feel like, no, they feel like it's an observation when they're indeed super triggered. Super triggered. You've been around those people that's like, so-and-so is like, ugh. And you say, oh, really, dude? Like, I can't believe you feel that way. What do you mean I feel that way? It's true. Right? Those kind of people don't know that they're judging. They're not even aware of it. So step one is aware that you're judging someone else. Okay? Step two is becoming aware that you hold that judgment towards yourself. So we just did step one and two with the exercise I showed you, right? So step one, becoming aware that you're judging someone else. Step two, that you become aware that you hold that judgment towards yourself. Now, step three is where we have a huge aha. Step three is that you uncover that you have the fear of others judging you for that. Step three, you uncover that you have a fear of others judging you for that. I'll take you through an example so you know exactly what I mean. Step four, you ask your indie, who do I want to be instead? Who do I want to be instead? Ask your indie, who do I want to be instead? She might, typically, your indie's not logical, right? She doesn't come from your thinking self. So you may be surprised at what your indie says. Just believe her. Who do you want to be instead? And then step five, you ask your New Yorker. Immediately after your indie tells you who you want to be, you ask your New Yorker, what action can I take right now that will allow me to be that? What can I do right now that will allow me to be that? This is such a powerful shift in your vibration and your consciousness. What this does is aligns you with your indie in such a concrete, visceral way that you start to recognize that you are who you want to be. And you gift yourself permission to participate in that beingness right in that moment. I'll share with you an example. And then step six, which is optional, is pretty advanced, but I'll share it with you because I have it in my notes. You forgive the judgment. I'll teach you how to do that. So let me give you an example. Say I am in the grocery store and I have my baby in front of me. This actually happened to me. So this, I'll just share it from the present tense of what I was experiencing. I was in the grocery store and I had my little one in front of me. We were going through the grocery store and I noticed a mom who was screaming at her baby. She was screaming at the baby and the baby was screaming. Okay. And I don't remember what was going on besides that, but inside I was like, she's not a good mom. Right? And then I was like, whoa, Tara, because I was triggered by it. It didn't feel good to see the mom screaming. It didn't feel good to see the baby screaming. And my son was behaving at the present time. So there was a little bit of ego in there, like, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing. She's not a good mom, right? I could probably figure that out, right? So that's when you know you're judging. When ego comes in and you're like, oh, I'm better than you, right? That's ego. That's judgment, right? So I caught myself in the moment. I said, whoa, Tara, you're judging that woman. You're judging that woman for being a bad mom. And then, step two, right? I said to myself in that moment, whoa, I judge myself for being a bad mom. There's somewhere inside of me that judges myself as a bad mom. It hurts to feel that, right? It's true. It's true. We all have been there. Whether you're a mom or not, I'm just using this particular example. When you judge someone for something and you recognize that you judge yourself for that, it hurts inside. Then step three. This is so beautiful. You uncover that you have fear of others judging you for that. So then I was able to say to myself, oh my goodness, I'm scared that other people are going to judge me as a bad mom. Ooh, okay. That doesn't feel good. That's true, though. Gosh, I have a fear of other people seeing me as a good mom or a bad mom, not a good enough mom, right? Then I asked my indie, who is it that I want to be instead? If I've just identified that I'm not interested in being a bad mom, right? We're not interested in being the judgment. Who is it I want to be instead? And in this particular time, my Indy said to me, I want to be a fun mom. I want to be a fun mom. Now, that didn't necessarily correlate logically with not being a bad mom, right? If we were going to do it logically opposite, it's like, oh, I want to be a good mom. No, that's not connecting with your Indie. And my Indie didn't say that. She said, I want to be a fun mom. So then I said to my New Yorker, okay, what can I do? And this is in the middle of the grocery store. When you get these steps down, you'll get to know them very quickly. You'll be able to go through them very, very quickly. Okay, they'll support you. I was able to ask my New Yorker in that moment, well, who do I want to be instead? And what is the one thing I can do that will allow me to be that? And my New Yorker immediately chimed in, and I got the insight to step on the cart, the grocery cart, and, like, you know, run through the aisle, not too fast, but, you know, speed up through the aisle and then stand up on the cart and, like, whee, like, ride the cart in the aisle. So I did that. And I started laughing, and my son started laughing, and I was like, oh, I am a fun mom. It was awesome. I felt connected to my Indie immediately, and I saw myself in a brand new light. I was a fun mom, right? The judgment was gone. The judgment was gone. I released it. Now, it doesn't mean that same judgment won't necessarily show up again in a different layer, but what it does mean is that your Indian, your New Yorker will react to it differently. It just means there's more layers of that judgment to process, okay? And you'll be able to free it. It's such a liberating feeling. You release in that moment a deep-seated pain that you've been holding on to. Then you can forgive the judgment. You can say, I forgive myself for judging myself as a bad mom. Forgive myself for judging myself as a bad mom. Now, what I invite you to do is with the three or four or five that you start is to go through this. I'm going to repeat them again. Number one, become aware that you're judging someone else. You're already going to have done that in step one because you wrote the judgment down. Ask yourself, where do you hold that judgment for yourself? Be real. Like, accept that there's a judgment there. And step three, uncover that you have a fear of others judging you for that. Step four, ask your Indie, who do I want to be instead? Who do I want to be instead? And then step five, ask your New Yorker, what action can I take right now to be that? What can I do right now to allow myself to be that? And then step six, forgive the judgment. I forgive myself for judging myself as whatever it may be. Now, these might surprise you. So, say if you have a judgment against people who are fat, and I've had this with many of my women clients, and some of them will say to me, but I'm not fat. I'm not fat. And I'll say, okay, well, let's go through the judgment exercise. I understand that you feel that way right now, that that's what you're telling me. Let's go through the judgment exercise. And they'll say, okay, well, I'm aware that I'm judging someone else as fat. Okay, I can see that. And then step two, I must judge myself for being fat. And they'll say, oh, yeah, I guess sometimes. I guess sometimes. I guess doesn't everybody feel that way? That might be their response. Step three, I have a fear of other people judging me as fat. And most of the time when we get to step three, women are like, oh, my gosh, that's totally true. I don't want anyone else to think I'm fat. I'm afraid that other people will think I'm fat. Or, okay, so whether it be fat or mean or angry or a bully or cheap, whatever your judgment is, when you get to step three, there's usually a really beautiful aha and awareness that you have a fear of someone else judging you for that. And so we judge other people what we're afraid of them judging us for. You know how much energy that takes up? It takes up so much energy. It's so exhausting. We judge other people for what we're afraid that they will judge us for. Ooh. Okay, that takes up a lot of time and a lot of energy, so I want you to free it, because what we're really interested in within this layer of the Indie is who is it you're really wanting to be? Who is it you really can be? That's what we're interested in spending our intention units on, right? Okay, so this is such a beautiful exercise. I want you to go through this. I want you to understand that within every judgment is a beautiful gift, because it will lead you into more understanding of who it is you really want to be, who it is you really want to be. And that is a gorgeous gift in judgment. When you can recognize what you're afraid of other people judging you for and free that so that you can step in and shine your light as brightly as possible, your indie will appreciate that. Your indie will thank you for that. And for that, I am internally grateful. I'm internally grateful for judgments. Every time I experience them, allowing them to shed light on who it is I truly want to be. So I invite you this week to step into the seventh layer of the indie. Allow yourself to free your judgments. Allow yourself to be liberated by the gift that's really there. And really be honest with yourself. And then I want you to ask this question. How could unlocking this particular energy help you move more quickly towards your vision? Think about that. Think about that. How could unlocking the particular energy of judgment assist you in moving more quickly towards your vision? What will that actually do for you? Okay? This exercise is not about making you feel bad about judging. I feel like it's healthy to judge what we like and what we don't like. Okay? It helps us. It assists us in allowing us to see who it is we really want to be. This is about being. This is about the indie. So I am sending you love and gratitude and inspiration and permission. Permission to allow yourself to go into those judgments. Be sensually authentic and free them. I look forward to connecting with you next time as we step into layer 8. Layer 8 of the indie. Wow. All right. It was wonderful being with you all. It's absolutely my pleasure to assist you and expand. And I will connect with you next week, layer 8. Bye-bye, everyone.